the Russian government is forcing Chechen refugees back to their war-torn homeland. Authorities have already closed down one refugee camp in the neighboring Republic of Ingushetia, where thousands of Chechens have fled from the separatist war at home. Now, police are denying relief and human rights groups access to another camp. NPR's Lawrence Sheets managed to visit the camp and filed this report.
Of the half dozen or so refugee camps in Ingushetia, Aki Yurt is reputed to be the most squalid. At one point, as many as 1,700 people lived cheek by jowl on this abandoned collective farm. Then 8 months ago, the Russian authorities cut off food rations. Since then, European aid workers have been distributing flour and basic necessities. For the past week, government officials have been coming to the Aki Yurt camp, threatening to send in soldiers and destroy the makeshift homes unless the refugees go back to Chechnya immediately. Using primitive hand tools, Roma and his extended family of 10 are taking apart the hut they patched together from bricks of manure and scraps of wood. They will take the materials back to Chechnya. Roma and his relatives say they're being forced back. Roma's family is relatively lucky. Their apartment in the devastated Chechen capital, Grozny, is still largely intact, though there are no doors or windows. Here, there's snow on the ground, and the nights are as cold as 15 degrees Fahrenheit. With four small children, the family does not want to risk waiting until officials make good on their threat to cut off gas and electricity to the camp. So reluctantly, they're headed back to Grozny. 39-year-old Salambek says Russian troops will have to force him to leave. He, his wife, and six children live in a single tent warmed by a gas heater. The kids, dressed in tattered clothing, look nervous, almost wild. They take turns banging pots and plastic dishes and rocking their 8-month-old baby sister in an old wooden crib. These kids aren't normal, Salambek admits sadly. He says his 12-year-old daughter has heart problems because of the shelling during the war. They're sick, but at least they're still alive, Salambek says. We'll stay here, even if they take our tent. Salambek's house in Chechnya was leveled by bombs. There's nothing left to go home to. Russian authorities have told the refugees to find their own accommodations in Chechnya and are offering free transport home and a housing subsidy of 50 cents per day per refugee. What Salambek fears most back home in Chechnya, though, aside from the continuing war and destruction, are the so-called cleansing operations by Russian forces. Thousands of civilians have been tortured or disappeared altogether in these operations. A Czech relief worker in Ingushetia, Petr Kostorich, explains what is holding the refugees in the camps.
They are traumatized to a degree that does not allow them even to come into contact with a Russian soldier to see a checkpoint. Second is that many of these people have young lads in the family, and they're just scared that these young men will be taken away once they return home.
Kostorich has now been denied access to Aki Yurt. Today, English police, acting on orders from Moscow, also barred UN aid workers from the camp. They refused entry to a member of President Vladimir Putin's Committee on Human Rights, Svetlana Galushkina. She dismisses her government's assertion the refugees are returning to their homes voluntarily. Speaking from the English capital, Nasran, Galushkina said coerced repatriation to a war zone is a violation of humanitarian law. The authorities want to create the impression that there are no refugee camps. This is the most vivid reminder of the war in Chechnya, and they want to remove it, Galushkina said. The continued presence of the refugees flies in the face of the Kremlin's repeated assertions that federal forces have restored order to Chechnya and are in the process of rebuilding the republic. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Aki Yurt, Russia.